Forgive me. He said, there's no way. Oh, dear me. When I hear those things, I don't know what to do.
How much are you, Rachel? Please let me know how much. Is that as much as I said?
Is
there a reading?
There is a reading. I don't know why I wasn't here the last meeting with him. I can read it. It's Luke 2, 1 to 14. It's the story of the birth of Jesus. You see her the way she was, really did upset me. And when she said, I'm going to be here Monday. Oh, dear me. Well, and until she can walk as well. There's no choir, eh? It's nearly 1:30. Thank you very much for helping out today. Yes, I would. And for the candle. Yes. Oh, well. Well, Partnership Church, welcome to the service. And... oh, the candle's been lit up today. The tree, I guess. It's on a timer, isn't it? Yes, it is. Singing away. Oh, we don't have a bill to open the door today.
Sit down. For those who are standing up. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
And I give a warm welcome to all those listening via the web. We wish you a Merry Christmas too. We're here today as part of the Partnership of Churches to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I'm just trying to think now what else I need to say. I feel that I light the Christ candle. I'm doing this a bit as an ad hoc because I wasn't expecting to be chaplain. Not only am I chaplain, I'm reader, and I'm also doing the candles, so I'm odd job man today. Have I forgotten anything?
No, I don't think you have.
Okay, before we start the service then, I will light the Christ candle and we'll have a moment of silence as we prepare for worship.
Good morning and welcome to our service this morning on this beautiful Christmas day, because it ain't freezing cold, so that makes a difference. It's more tropical than in other parts of the world. What delights me is that you're all here, and what delights me is that there are children here, and the children are allowed to be children. Please, adults, don't worry if they are children. Now, I do worry when adults become too childish, which is not the same as being children. So, please, we celebrate and we hope that this service will give us something to think about and something to enjoy, and may, when we leave, we feel better and more happy than we were when we left the house this morning, even if we felt really good this morning. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favours. And there is the key for what we will be thinking about this morning. But I'd invite you to join in song this morning from Rejoice and Sing. It's hymn 160, and what we're going to do is sing verses 1, 3, 5, and 6. This is to see if you're all paying attention. 1, 3, 5, and 6. Oh, come, Holy Faith. Is there he's got a large hymn book, a large print. Brian. Oh, right. Hold him, hold the King of. Is that okay? Is that better? Come, let us adore in Christ the Lord. Sing, thou the shepherd, summoned to his cradle. Glory. We too will thither bend our joyful footstep. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. To God in the high, oh come. Let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yeah, we greet him. On this happy Lord of the Father, now in flesh appearing, come let us adore. Oh, come let us adore. Oh, come let us adore. Christ the Lord. Please be seated. Anne, I need you up at the front now, please. We will light the Christmas candle. I don't have a copy of the words, so...
One candle reminds us of the prophets, the second for John the Baptist, and the third for Mary, and the fourth for us. Now, the central candle for Jesus, born today, Jesus is the light of the world. Mary gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. May we always welcome him into our community, our homes, and our lives. Today we celebrate his birth with great joy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anne. And from Rejoice, no, sorry, Sing Praise, which is the other hymn book, we'll sing verses 1 and 5. We've been singing the verses as we have lit the candles since Advent began. Verses 1 and 5. Advent candles tell their story as we watch and pray, longing for the day of glory of the Trinity. Great long talk of tears and sadness change for gladness on the day. Advent candles tell their story on this Christmas day. Those who waited for the glory, they prepared the way. Christ is with us, loving, giving, living, giving, here. Please be seated. I'd invite you to join in a word of prayer, and we'll end with the Lord's Prayer said all together. Let us pray. Be we waiting for this day? Each Sunday in Advent we've lit a candle that tells us one more step. And today we've been able to light the central candle, that speaks to us of the birth of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for the journey. But the journey hasn't finished. The journey continues. We stop and celebrate and learn and hope that our lives are transformed by what we know and see and can do. We give you thanks that your love for your creation is so great and knows no limits, that you surprise us, that you show us a new way, that you nurture us and celebrate with us. Thank you for the message that not because we have heard so many times before means it is not still alive and relevant. Thank you that we can share with people nearby, with family and friends, and in thought and in the depth of our heart with those not close to us. We give you thanks for the ways that have been transformed in this world and what is still needed to do. And perhaps you're asking us to discover what we can do to contribute to that. So forgive us for taking things for granted. Forgive us if Christmas just becomes another day. Forgive us for not rejoicing in the small things of life. Forgive us, dear God, if we forget how to forgive and be forgiven. And on this day, as we celebrate, as we think, as we hope, we pray that you may be very much part of our lives, that we may come closer to you as you have chosen to come close to us, and that we may become the people you know we can be. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At this time of the service, we share what we have been able to set apart from the offering. And the offering, the unmarked offering that's not in the envelopes or otherwise, or that is in the gift aid envelopes, will be for Christian Aid, as we usually do on Christmas Day. Let us share. For what we receive and what we can share, bless the offering, that which we have put in the plate today and what we give in different ways. And bless those who will receive from this offering, that they may know that they are loved and cared for. We thank you for what we can share. Amen. And let us share the words of the grace together. There's no choir today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.
Taken from Luke, starting at verse 1 of chapter 2, and it is the story of Jesus' birth. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in a bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Anne. I think you can rest now, Anne. No, you can't. I'd invite you to join in, well, come and join the celebration from Rejoice and Sing, it's 166. Come and join the celebration. And join the celebration. It's a There's a new king born today. See the shepherds hurry down to Bethlehem. Take to wonder at the Son of God who lay before them. Come, join the celebration. He's a celebration. There's a new king born today. Eyes men journey, led to worship by the star, healing homage, bringing precious gifts from land afar. So come and join the celebration, it's a very special day. Come and join the celebration, there's a little gold today. God is with us, round the world the message rings. He is with us, welcome all the bells on earth are pealing. Come and join the celebration, it's a blessed day. Come and join the celebration, that will be born today. Please be seated. What we're going to do now is we're going to do it together. But first, I was presented with something at the beginning of the service which is different from what I was lent last year. So I can't proceed without the reindeer. If you remember, last year it was a turkey. The turkey is sitting at the back there. It's really lasted. Freezers are wonderful. And it's got a Christmas tree that it's grown and sprouted and gone lovely since it arrived. And you should see the photograph. It looks as if the reindeer's kicking me. But we'll be sharing in a few moments. And after this, you've all got to share. I mean, to say you can't get any more goofy than this, can you? But I have things for other people. Masks, so that you can hide your shame, for example, or become what you've always wanted to be and never had the chance to be. So, anybody like a mask like this? What does she want? I've got a reindeer here. Reindeer, there we are. What would you like? One of these? Yes? No? Okay. Oh, oh. There's a penguin for you here. Is that okay? What would you like? You did this last year. Ask him for what Christmas present he got. Okay. Do you want to be Santa? There we are. You can boss people around. Come on, if he puts one on, there's you. Any of you want one? Does Jonah want to be a reindeer? Oh, look at these two elegant gentlemen at the back here. Oh, here we are. Do you want Santa? Or do you want a penguin? You want the penguin? You've got enough on already. Come on, what do you want? Do you want a Santa? Come on. Look at me. You're worried about that. I've got two left. Anybody? There we are. You can be Santa. There we are. There we are. Now, at Highworth last Sunday, I was given a present, which I'll show you afterwards, and it got me thinking. And the thinking was this, and now I need your help. Does God have favorites? Quick answer, what do you think? Does God have favorites? Yes, favorites.
No.
No? Well, the end of the answer is that's correct. It began with there was a particular nation, and that was a favorite among other nations. So, yes. And then there were people who seemed favorites, who had visions and things like that. And then the story began to change. And the story we've just heard about Christmas, look how it goes. It begins with an emperor and ends with the shepherds. It begins in a palace and ends in a manger. So who are the favorites there? The whole story changes. God at Christmas time puts things upside down. And the summary of it is what Jeff has just said. We're all God's favorites. There isn't one particular person or one particular group that's a favorite. The song of the angels at the end of the story that Anne read for us just now was those of goodwill. And probably that would be the line in the sand. So keep that in mind. What did you get for Christmas? Have you had Christmas presents yet? Yeah. Some people have. Don't blame me. Some people have. What? Anybody got a Christmas present that they can share about? I was counting on Jeff.
I'd just let you know, those of you that are aware of a certain gift that I received over the year, that I did not get a beano.
Oh, Jeff!
Or a dandy annual. And I discovered this week, this is from the older people, that Bob Monkhouse, the famous comedian, he wrote and drew for the beano when he was a 15-year-old boy still at school. Here's a bit of Christmas information for you. But this is my present this morning.
It's not his legs. His legs are as sexy as usual. It's the socks that cover the legs, isn't it? Anybody else got or expecting a present? Santa there, yes. Okay. Can you explain? Ah, trumpet. Okay, for the musicians in the church, that was a trumpet. Well done. Come on.
I've got some pads.
Okay. Oh, there we are. It runs in the family, the brand at least. There we are. I just wonder what the family knows that we don't want to know. Anybody else got something? Whoopee! Anybody else? A present you're expecting or got? You got a new watch. There we are. And some aftershave. Oh, that explains the jumper, doesn't it? Ah, Dolly. Look at this. Oh, the fish. What's it called?
Dory.
We found Dory. We found Dory. Christmas. It's yours. Yes. Anybody else expecting something or enjoying something different? Remember, we're all favorites. They have Santa. Really, look, dressed as Santa. I mean,
what's Jonah got? Oh, can I see it?
No. Santa gave it to me. I'm not lending that to save my life. There we are. Ah, and your son-in-law playing in church with number 95. Okay, there we are. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what she's talking about. Now, I feel that at this time, I want to show you, we've agreed there are no favorites, or all are favorites. But let me show you, do you know, let's see, how many can remember the Clark Kent moment where Clark Kent became Superman? You've called me to action. Do this, but there is a limitation to what I'm going to do. What do you mean, good? He wasn't nearly 70. What a rude person he is, really. So, there isn't. No favorites. And this is what I got from Highwood. So there aren't any favorites, but I've got the t-shirt. So there we are. And that's as far as it's going. We've had intimate moments in the service this morning. Mine finishes here. But no, this honestly was a present and I got it. And I said, do you want me to open it now? Or Christmas Day, and they said to me, no, he's dying to see your face when you open it. So at the end of the service in Highworth, I opened this, and I said, I promise you, I will use this at Emmanuel on Christmas Day. And they said, they're not here, and they said, you won't, will you? I said, anybody who has come to Emmanuel before knows I will. If I can put a turkey on one year, and I can put a radio on the next year, I can definitely have God's favorite this year. So that is what we want for Christmas. That people feel they can laugh and be happy and enjoy and not have to worry. That people can show us who they really are or what they really wear or what toys they play with. Sharing the joy that the fish has been found. She's no longer being searched for. That some people have got new jumpers and some people don't mind sharing the laughter. I can't think of anything that I would love more for the world at Christmas time than that become true. And I think that is the story that Anne just read for us. From the distant reality that began in an imperial palace to a manger. And that's what God chose and brought joy and laughter. Can you imagine the shepherds at night and say, let's go see what's happened. And that's the story. Let's go see what's happened. Because that is what's going to change the world if we are willing to see and enjoy
and be transformed by what's happened. So may Christmas be to you all, and to those you come in contact with, and those you share with, and those you don't know, but cross the paths of life, that time of encountering. And what I said at the beginning, let the children be children. And if there is no noise when there are children, we have ruined it. Children have got to be children and enjoy what they're doing. And adults, and this is biblical, have got to be like children. So if they play with their little 95 car going up and down the aisle of the church, well done. Well done. For such of these is the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Happy Christmas to you all, and here we go. And what I want to do now. Mark Barrett, shut up. Now I want to light the peace candle. We've been lighting the peace candle for a long time, every Sunday, and we rejoice, we are grateful, but when we light the peace candle, we're remembering all those areas of the world which are having a really difficult time, all those people that are having a difficult time. So it's our prayer that peace may not be a song, but be the transformative reality. So no annual at all this year that you can tell us about. They changed the annual for socks, Jeff. That's about the saddest Christmas story I've heard for a long time. Because I was counting on a story of an annual. Dear me. We have to do something about it for next Christmas. Okay? There we are.
I did say I didn't want one.
Oh, well, then it's your own fault. So why am I feeling upset for you? Well, thank you for playing the music today. We really enjoy it, because this is a very special service at Emmanuel. We had a lovely Carols on the Carpet Monday last week with lots of fun and joy, and our Christmas service, we want it to be something that you will probably go home and say, do you know what happened? Oh, another boring service. Could be boring. It all depends on how you define boring. But I've had a good time so far, so all the very best. Now let us sing once again from Rejoice and Sing. It's hymn 146. You've probably sung this one before. It's called Away in the Manger. Away in the manger, looked out for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down in sweet air. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. Oh, little Lord Jesus, asleep on the hay. Lay me, Lord Jesus, a taught him to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray, until the children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there. Please be seated. In a moment we'll have a time of prayer of intercession. If think now, in the next few seconds, of anybody or any situation you'd like me to mention in prayer, or else there'll be a time of silence for you to put your own thoughts into prayer. I just want to share, particularly, this is particularly close to Emmanuel people, that I went to Great Western Hospital yesterday, and I saw, but they didn't see me, let's put it that way. I saw Myra,
and I didn't want to wake her up, but she was sleeping peacefully, and I saw Jean Batten. And Jean Batten would really, really value your prayers. She's having a difficult time and is not feeling the happiest. So please, remember all those people you know of, that you know of, that we know of, that are in hospital, for the doctors and nurses that today are looking after them, and all that wider reality. Is there any particular situation that you would like me to include in prayer?
I think just the world situation, you know, where the parts of the world are in such a mess.
Yep. Ukraine. We will think of Ukraine. We will think of Palestine, of Lebanon. We'll think of Sudan and Syria, of course. And for those places and others, that's... Sorry? Myanmar, yes. And...
The homeless.
Yes, yes. And those... I was in London this week and lots of tents in the street for the people that need a place to stay that is more permanent than just a couple of nights. And the Christmas meal at Christchurch, yes, for those that would be alone otherwise. And they booked out, I think, so that's another success. So, yes, we thank God for that. So, let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, what more can we ask for than being together? And knowing that we aren't alone, that the voices of children truly are a favorite of yours. And we ask for more laughter. In a world that is sad and broken and in darkness, we ask that the light, the symbolic light of the candles we have lit here today, may be a reminder that even a small little light is enough to break through darkness. And yet, the more light there is, the less darkness there will be. And for all those people who are light in the world, all those people who make a difference, for those that bring people together and remind them that there are people who care. So for the Christmas meal today at Christchurch, for the people who've got an extra something from the food banks or have been given refuge to sleep a night and more than a night, for people who work for peace in a world of conflict, of hatred, of abuse of power, that the Christmas story that is in a manger with the shepherds, the first called to see what has happened and then share the story for the way you want the world to be. For those places we've mentioned in our thoughts and in our prayers time and time again, remind us that if we are active in our prayer and patient in our love, we will be surprised by the miracles that do happen. And in this moment of silence, where we could each think of that which is on our heart, the names of the people we love and who love us, near and far, the ones we miss because they have gone beyond us, those who need our prayer in hospital or loneliness, be with them and hear our prayer. May your will be done, and remind us, please God, that we are part of that will that is being done. To you the glory, and us the challenge. Amen. And our final hymn is hymn 159. And may Charles Wesley forgive me. We will omit verse 2. It'll be 1 and 3 of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And this is us joining the choir of angels as best as we can to give thanks to God. The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Night on earth and mercy mild, glorious to sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the hen-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. God will cry for our boy brave, risen with healing in his wing. No more may die, born to raise the things of earth, born to give a second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. And I'd invite you to open and have the front inside cover of the hymn book that we've just used, and we say together the third of the prayers that are here to wish each other and the world something better. We say together, O God, you have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. Shed forth continual day upon us who watch for you, that our lips may praise you, our life may bless you, and our meditations glorify you. And go in the peace of the babe born to change the world. Go in the peace of God who has not given up on the world. And go with the blessing of the Spirit to feel that you and all of us are part of this transforming moment of which we are here today, stepping out to live our life where God leads us. The peace of God be with you now and always. Amen. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.